On town meeting day, voters will decide whether the town should assume ownership of an historic stone church that would be used to house an exhibit honoring the Nobel laureate who arrived in Cavendish in 1977 and stayed until 1994. He died in Russia in 2008. The house Solzhenitsyn lived in is still occupied by his son Ignat and his family. There is no monument to Solzhenitsyn's years in Vermont. Margot Caulfield of the Cavendish Historical Society says visitors regularly ask about Solzhenitsyn. A group of Russian visitors last summer led her to suggest the exhibit. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.